This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Some residents in West Philadelphia want the city to try an untested deterrent for gun violence, speed bumps. WHYY's Jimena Conde has more.
Makiba McNeely is a captain of the 200 block of North Simpson Street and says they get a lot of traffic for a one-way street.
People just come racing through our block.
She says it gets really bad during rush hour, but during the day, young people also barrel through in their cars.
They take off at the top of our block, high speed, full force, and see if they can stop their car at the corner.
McNeely says some of those drivers who don't live on the block then park and hang around. They're often loud, get into fights, and put the dozens of children who live there in danger. 2 weeks ago, 7-year-old Zaymar Jones was playing on his porch on North Simpson Street when a man who didn't live there drove by and started shooting at a group of men who also weren't from the block. Jones was fatally caught in the crossfire. Jamar Young lives here with his two young children. He says speed bumps would make fast drivers think twice about driving down the street and potentially keep non-residents who are up to no good out.
When you have something like a speed bump, and people know they can't come down the block speeding and doing whatever, they won't visit the block. Less people, less violence.
It's an untested hypothesis, but since the 1970s, neighborhoods across the country dealing with gun violence and other issues like drug dealing and prostitution have tried traffic diversion tactics to help. These tactics have brought mixed results and depend on community buy-in. Most people on this West Philly block agree. Speed bumps are just a small way to help stop the gun violence. Cesar Grant says that will only come with more jobs and better education.
These young kids out here now are just angry, and the least little thing set them off, and they got these guns. I don't know where they're getting them from. And the speed bumps don't have anything to do with that.
Still, Grant's on board. At the very least, he says the speed bumps will take care of the fast cars. Whether the neighbors will ever get to test out their theory is up to Philadelphia's Streets Department. The city says it plans to conduct a 12-week study to determine if the block meets its definition of a speeding problem. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.